Roni's Own Radio, the award-winning view and interview show with your host, Jeff Roni. Okay, so this is part three of our Star Trek saga. And what I'm going to do now is, it was a day or two after we saw the film, and I want to discuss using mobile devices to chronicle these types of situations, and also the possible misuse of this type of thing. So I discussed Twitter, TwitPic, and, using some eyes and checking out dates and times and that kind of a thing. This could be very important to certain people at large events that crimes could have been committed. So I hope this is helpful and interesting, and here we go.
Hello there. Jeff again on a walk. So let's kind of jump in here. I want to talk about the use of mobile devices and Twitter and TwitPics for invasion of privacy, or is it security assistance? So we went to go see Star Trek Friday night, and I'm doing a little edging over here. So it was an IMAX screen, and $13 or so. And normally, when a film is pretty new, obviously you get this. I hope he's cutting the grass. I think he's cutting the cement. But normally, situations like that, there's just a whole bunch of people. Everybody understands that. It's kind of exciting, and nobody really wants to get in line early. And so we kind of had a plan to go eat and stand in the line, get some fairly good seats, and then see the movie. So I don't want to recount the whole situation, but I just want to say that there's a guy who was not having a good day. And I think I recounted it pretty truthfully. Anyway, I was real on another version. But I just want to talk about this situation in general. So, anyway, you may be in a situation where you have your iPhone, BlackBerry, whatever, that you have the opportunity to take photos and then either upload them to Facebook or Twitter and then add in some information to it. And so anyway, this person was having a bad day, really was getting loud and angry and that kind of a thing. Now, okay, it did not escalate any farther than just him getting loud, wanting a refund for popcorn and stuff. And it ended up that he got a seat for the next show. Okay, but so let's say not him, and not this situation, but let's say you're in a situation where a fight breaks out and you have photos, video, that kind of a thing. And I think what's really good and, of course, bad is the ready access to cameras. You know, there's plenty of times where you say, I wish I had my camera. But if you have an iPhone or BlackBerry, or you have a camera fairly readily available, you just kind of reach into pocket your... I have a little satchel case I carry. Some may call it a purse. Yeah, you know, I don't care. It's got all my stuff in it. Big deal. So, or reach into your purse, get out, take a picture. There you go. And so I was thinking, if this situation did go wrong, that you might have to find information about it either later, or maybe the authorities would. Now, with this readily, easily done, I mean, pretty much you could take photos of any place, anywhere. And, you know, it was interesting. I was watching the U2 concert when they were on Good Morning America. And when they started, I saw at least, I would say, 50 cameras and flip videos and video cameras and a bunch of things taking video from the stage. Now, there was a day when that kind of thing would be against the law, prosecute. I remember the flap that happened from, it was a video that they did of early footage of Obi-Wan and Anakin's lightsaber duel in episode 3, Star Wars, and just the flack that it happened. And I think there's still going to be that type of control on footage, and I understand that copyright is important. But for live events, fairly public, where does that fall? And that's a very interesting question. So, but I do think that it is somewhat important, and we've kind of seen it. There's a Google Maps thing where people can post pictures of, you know, different addresses and things like this. So basically what you're doing is you're enrolling the world that has a digital camera to take photos of every place. And if you keyword them properly and arrange them properly, you can basically have a patchwork quilt, if you will, of information from all over the world and into one place. And that's kind of what I see Twitter and TwitPix happening. Because with the hashtags and different things, you could begin to arrange certain things. For instance, there's also geotagging, and I think there's a place, I think there's a mashup of a Google map and YouTube where you can look at something like Disneyland and find all the videos that have been location posted to that map, or it's found by the way it was keyworded or entered, and it kind of is done automatically. So that's pretty incredible stuff. Now, with something like Disneyland, overall, there's really not that big a problem, because they probably have, obviously, you're in a public space, and I know that some people that post photos from the park blur out faces that they did not get releases from, and others don't, and this kind of a thing. So it's really taking it upon yourself, and I totally understand that they are naughty people taking naughty pictures of people in public. That is not proper. You shouldn't do that. That's that, okay? But I'm just saying, just kind of random shots that include people's face. Okay, so there's that. Where are you posting it? For what? Should you get a release form? You know, I think that that's going to be the next big court case. That kind of thing. But let's get back to you are chronicling an event, and then you begin to see things go awry. I think we've seen a lot of this on YouTube, and probably early on. Obviously, we have the Zapruder film, okay? That's probably the most famous type of someone just videotaping something, and then something very sad, tragic happened. But now there's people that send in footage to the news, but then sometimes news footage becomes the actual news. So, but I think Twitter and a mobile device and TwitPics are going to become more and more used in solving crimes. Obviously, if you're in an accident, you better be taking some photos for proof. And, you know, some people say you should take photos of your house for insurance purposes anyway, because then people can say, well, what does your house look like? What's in there? You can say, well, here, go to this part of my website, and maybe it's password protected, but all my things are here. But another thing is take pictures of where your car is. That'll help you find it. Take pictures of your luggage, because then when people say, oh, what is you describe your bag, here it is right here. So that can be important as you go. But I think that the more information that you can get digitally, that it can be helpful later, because you send it to TwitPics. I know it's not the clearest quality on an iPhone, but you can save it off and at least have it for yourself. So I think what people, it may happen more and more the more comfortable people feel with taking photos is, for instance, I did a little test, is the night that we were there and we saw the guy, I just kind of, on a fluke, I went to sumeyes.com, S-U-M-M, M like Mary, I-Z-E.com, and I looked up Irvine IMAX 950. And lo and behold, there were a couple of pictures of the screen. And I didn't see any of the guy, only because I don't think anyone really realized what was going on, because they weren't that close. So, but perhaps if something happened, then there could have been more. And I think that news organizations will realize that coming up pretty quick. And then the question is, whose rights are those photos on TwitPics? Is it yours? Is it TwitPics? you know, Facebook had that flap not too long ago. So anyhow, it's definitely interesting questions to ask, and I think we're going to see some court cases about it. What's really nice about Flickr is that you can assign your rights however you want it to be used on Flickr, which is really cool. Too bad Facebook didn't think about that. But anyway, so I think that is going to be used more and more. And because right now, I mean, you can do similar things is going to YouTube and looking up a date and a situation. And you may see, you know, film from a ride. Remember, there was a May Day situation in Los Angeles a few years back. And there was some YouTube footage posted there. And remember hearing something on a podcast about video and law saying that before you post something to YouTube or give access to a TV station, you need to copyright that video because you will get paid every time it's used instead of once. And then it could become something like, sadly enough, the Rodney King, very tragic event, and it was played thousands of times. So the person who shot the video only got paid once. And as I would imagine, there was some document signed that, you know, per the $1,000 given as a payment, we now retain exclusivity or something like that for all time. So they have purchased their rights, and then all the other news people have to do is courtesy of this other, and then they don't have to pay you nothing. So, but I think it's important to chronicleize what you're doing. I think it's going to be a helpful thing for people. Maybe if you're on vacation and you're seeing something very interesting, that's going to come into play. It's hard to remember to use hashtags, but you should. There's probably even a way to use the GPS of where the photo was taken and make it a little easier for you. But anyway, so it's kind of a fascinating look at a mobile device and Twitter, and the good use and the bad use. And so there's that.
Okay, that was part three. And that kind of finishes our discussion about situations that occur that we experience, and also how to possibly deal with them with a mobile device and that kind of a thing. So next week, we are going to deal with the review of the Star Trek film that Colleen and I recorded on the way home from the film. So review of the Star Trek movie by J.J. Abrams next week. Hope to see them. Bye. Thank you for listening to Roni's Own Radio. Please visit our website at jrdonline.com and drop us an email at jeff.roni@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and see you next time on Roni's Own Radio.